Welcome to the News Hour. For the first time in 5 weeks of war with Iran, two American combat aircraft went down in separate incidents. One of two service members on board an F-15E that was shot down was rescued. But a military official tells the News Hour the whereabouts and status of the second crew member is either unknown or hasn't been disclosed. During a harrowing rescue mission today for the fighter jet, a Black Hawk helicopter was also shot at but was able to return to base. And the pilot of an A-10 Warthog was reportedly rescued after being shot down as it was leaving Iran's airspace. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
Flying low over southern Iran this morning, American aircraft on an urgent and risky search and rescue operation for U.S. aviators shot down in their fighter jet. Iranian state broadcasters televised a U.S. military transport aircraft with two helicopters following closely behind, scouring treacherous mountain terrain. The rescue mission marks the first time since the start of the war that U.S. troops were known to be inside Iran. A U.S. official confirms the downed jet is an F-15. It's the first aircraft lost in Iran since the war began. Israel halted airstrikes during the American rescue, in which one crew member was recovered alive. The fate of the second service member is unclear. Iranian officials said the jet was brought down south of Tehran toward the Persian Gulf. Iranian state media announced a bounty for the capture of the crew.
Residents, dear and honorable people, if you capture the enemy pilot or pilots alive and hand them over to the police, you will receive a precious prize.
Video from the Revolutionary Guard allegedly showed tribesmen in Khuzestan province on the hunt. The state-affiliated broadcast showed photos of the wreckage. The half-destroyed logo on what appears to be a stabilizer fin intact would have read, U.S. Air Forces in Europe. Another photo being circulated seems to show one of the crew members' ejector seats. A second U.S. aircraft, an A-10 Warthog similar to this one, also reportedly crashed near the Strait of Hormuz, with Iran claiming to have shot it down. The Americans were shot down a day after President Trump touted the bombing of Iran's largest bridge. Iran says the collapse killed at least 8 people and injured nearly 100 Iranians. Many gathered for outdoor celebrations on the last day of the Persian New Year. A U.S. official told PBS News that the bridge was a planned military supply route for Iran's missiles and drones, but Iranian officials said it was used only by civilians.
There was absolutely no military use or transportation of military equipment here, and there is no military base in the vicinity. This attack shows the ultimate savagery and hostility of the enemy.
President Trump warned on social media of more attacks to come, stating, "Our military hasn't even started destroying what's left in Iran, bridges, then electric power plants." Trump's recent threats to target civilian infrastructure have raised alarms among war crimes experts. Iran today bombarded Israel and its Gulf neighbors with missiles and drones and continued its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. Though today, a French container ship became the first Western European vessel known to have passed through the channel in recent weeks. The ship's successful transit occurred while French President Emmanuel Macron held meetings in South Korea on jointly ensuring the safety of the strait.
We addressed the crisis in the Middle East, the conditions for a de-escalation process, and the conditions in a clearly established international framework of a deconfliction being negotiated with Iran and a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz.
Meantime, the News Hour confirmed that during the search and rescue mission earlier today, at least one of the military helicopters took fire. For the PBS News Hour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.